Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show. Friday night in Tulsa with the Drillers here from One Oak Field. I'm joined by Carlos Rey ahead of a 7 o'clock first pitch tonight. And Los leading the Texas League in appearances, pitching seemingly 2-3 times a week in the dog days of summer. We talked in the first half on this pregame show, but a lot of baseball has been played since then. I just want to generally ask you, how you feeling? How do you feel the season's going for you?
I feel amazing. There's been a lot of learning curves, a lot of new stuff that I've picked up on through some struggle, through the good and the bad, honestly. Just stuff to learn every day, and feel like I'm getting better every time I go out there, so can't really complain, feel good.
The strikeout stuff has always been there for you from opening day, and I know you're working on cutting down the walks, and you've cut them down recently. What has been some recent adjustment that has allowed you to fill up the strike zone a little bit more and let your stuff play?
Trusting my stuff, number one, and picking a spot somewhere I can throw the ball that I know isn't going to get beat, isn't going to get hit, and just little mechanic stuff like staying in my legs a little longer, you know, making sure my back foot's in the ground as long as possible, just little stuff like that.
This team obviously plays in the most hitter-friendly ballpark in the world at Hodgetown, and the team itself has a top two ERA in AA in road games this season, but your splits are opposite. You've actually been better at home this season than the road. So what is it about you throwing at hitter-friendly Hodgetown that has allowed you to have so much success there?
I couldn't answer that question. I feel like, I don't know, putting a little more pressure on myself does the job, maybe, yeah. but maybe just more comfortable at home, you know, having the hometown crowd around and just wanting to put on a good show for them.
You've played more than a couple different roles in this bullpen. You've been the closer, you've been the setup man, you've been a sixth inning guy. Is there a role that you prefer to play in a bullpen?
Well, if you've ever seen me pitch, probably being the closer is going to be would be the best fit for me. Just high adrenaline. Yeah. I feel like that's when I throw the best, or even a setup guy. Just honestly coming into any situation that I could help the guy that threw before me and help the team win, I think is best.
How do you amp yourself up for those late game situations? Because, you know, baseball people always say these late game relievers, you got to have a little bit of a screw loose to really do it well. But what's your process coming into a late close game?
This is going to sound weird, but music is a really big thing for me. So replaying like songs in my head and leading up to the moment, once you get the call, there's kind of like this adrenaline spike that hits you that I can't even describe. It might be just as good, if not better, than shooting a deer.
Okay.
This is the way I could describe it. Just going out there kind of blacking out, and, you know, the music's a big thing for me, so replaying those songs in my head, those couple songs that I like to go to.
What are those couple songs?
Man in the Box, okay, by Alice in Chains, and a couple Rod Wave songs. I'm a really big Rod Wave fan, so.
Love that. So we're just going to have to add those to our Spotify playlist right before I go on the air, just to get myself amped up, right? I want to ask about the culture of this bullpen, because we've seen some guys turn over, right? But it seems like the core group mentality, to me, as someone who's here every day but not in the clubhouse as closely as you guys are, that you guys are a unit that has a lot of fun, works really hard. What's the bullpen vibe right now through your words?
It's a lot of love. We all love each other. I don't think I've been around a group of guys that has this much love as this bullpen. Wanting everyone to do well, you know, wanting to win ball games, and the biggest part is having fun. We play a long season. A lot of days could get really long, but, you know, just keeping up with jokes and stuff and always laughing and smiling in the bullpen.
You guys have fun, of course, but what's the baseball collaboration process like? Because obviously you all are going to throw at some point during a given series against the same hitters. So you threw a couple nights ago. Are you giving advice to somebody who might be up tonight?
Yeah, we definitely talk. We definitely talk about game plans and stuff and what we saw with guys that worked or what we saw with guys that didn't work. Running game too, like guys that could steal, what they're, you know, go to, if they like to vault off the base or if they like to take a steady lead, just stuff like that, anything to really help us.
We got football coming on. You're a Miami guy. You and the Dolphins, right?
No.
What do we got? What do we got on your teams coming up as the gridiron is almost here?
Well, I'm disguising myself as a Dolphins fan for my friends, but I'm actually a Cowboys fan.
Right.
Grew up a Cowboys fan. Go to a lot of Dolphins home games. Still think Dak is a better quarterback than Jalen Hurts. It's forever going to be like that. No, I'm excited for the Cowboys. I think Jerry Jones has put some good pieces together, and we just signed Von Miller, so it should be fun to watch.
I've never heard a Cowboy fan before the season started excited about the Cowboys before, right, Lois?
Yeah, I kind of get excited every year just to get torn down over again. But, you know, for some reason, I have a good feeling about this year.
From a pitcher's perspective, what has watching AOA been like the first 9 games of his Double A career?
It's insane. I've honestly really never seen anything like it. And you see the way he prepares for games and the way he goes about his business. And if I was a little kid and I knew how he went about his business, it's somebody I'd definitely look up to. And it just goes to show with his on-field production.
No doubt. Carlos Ray with us on the A&B pregame show. Thanks so much, Los.
Thank you.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.